Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. How can someone responsible for the security of the people flee in search of safety? Translated. Sudan News quoted Darfur 24 in a report titled, Coordinated Withdraw or Collapse. Army and Joint Forces Commanders and Officials Leave Al-Fashir 2 days before its fall. Stating, quote, two sources from North Darfur revealed to Darfur 24, that armed commanders, along with members of the joint forces, the governor of North Darfur, Al-Hafiz Bakhit, and several members of his government, left Al-Fashir 2 days before the rapid support forces announced their complete control of the 6th Infantry Division headquarters. End quote. This report is corroborated by what is stated in Burhan's speech. Quote, everyone is following what happened in Al-Fashir. The leadership there, including the security committee, assessed that they had to leave the city due to the systematic destruction and the systematic killing of civilians. They decided to leave the city and go to a safe place to spare remaining citizens and the rest of the city from destruction. End quote. So what happened? Did they spare the people of the systematic killing after this withdrawal? The answer, which the whole world witnessed through videos documented by the Rapid Support Forces, RSF themselves, is that the real systematic killing began after the withdrawal of the army commanders, the joint forces, and officials. News from Al-Fashir reported that the RSF carried out widespread field executions in one of the largest acts of revenge that Sudan has witnessed during this cursed war. Not even women and elderly men were spared. UN Human Rights reports stated that about 1,850 civilians were killed in North Darfur, including at least 1,350 in Al-Fashir alone. It should be noted that these numbers do not necessarily reflect the true number of the victims due to poor communication. Reports also show the execution of civilians who tried to flee with evidence of ethnic motives for the killings, as well as the targeting of people, no longer involved hostilities. Multiple videos received by the United Nations showed dozens of unarmed men being shot or lying dead, surrounded by members of the RSF. We in Hizb al-Tahrir Wilayah of Sudan hold the leaders of the Rapid Support Forces and their soldiers who committed these atrocities responsible for this heinous act, and we remind them of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وَمَن يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا.
And whoever kills a believer intentionally, their reward will be hell, where they will stay indefinitely. Allah will be displeased with them, condemn them, and will prepare for them a tremendous punishment. Surah An-Nisa, ayah 93. We also hold the government responsible for the delay in coming to the aid of the people of Al-Fashir and lifting the siege on them, and they are capable of doing so. But there are those who tie up their hands and prevent them from doing so until Al-Fashir fell. America was waiting for Al-Fashir to fall. It gave the green light to the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, to besiege the city and attack it in more than 268 attempts until it finally fell. Trump's Middle East and Africa advisor, Massad Boulos, commented on what happened in Al-Fashir, saying, quote, what happened is not surprising, end quote. We say to them that a leader does not flee for safety, leaving behind defenseless people for whose safety he is responsible. How can leaders and officials withdraw, abandoning fighters and civilians to the machinery of torture and murder they know so well? The RSF's history is intertwined with killing, lynching, rape, and all manner of atrocities wherever they go. How can they abandon the people while knowing their fate? The leader in Islam never flees. This is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us when he is the best example.
قد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا.
Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have an excellent example for whoever has hope in Allah and the last day and remembers Allah often. Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah 21. On the day of Hunayn, the Prophet ﷺ stood firm, advancing and facing the danger with great courage, at a time when the war intensified and the Muslims began to flee from the battle. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stood tall, calling out to them until they returned and were victorious. O people of Al-Fashir, and all the people of Sudan indeed, O Muslims everywhere, we need a leader who follows the example of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to lead us with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to preserve our lives and protect our honor. This will only happen if we work to find him by working diligently with Hizb ut-Tahrir to establish the second Khilafah al-Rashidah, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood.
الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون.
O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah stands between a person and their heart, and that to Him you will all be gathered. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayah Sudan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.